chapter 5, Mishnah 4. Mikdash Masa Yedei Ishto. If one consecrates his wife's handiwork. Now, what this is going to is, in those times, they used to have an agreement where the husband's obligation was to provide his wife's maintenance. In return for that, he had a right to her handiwork. So if she did like any work, he got the handiwork of it. But only up to 5 sellers. After she had given him 5 sellers worth of handiwork, that was considered everything she had to give him. And the balance was considered the surplus, because we'll see the Mishnah is going to refer to the surplus. So anything that exceeded 5 sellers is considered the surplus. Now he could pay her more and get that surplus. So if he then additionally gave her another silver mayor for like her additional needs, then he would get the surplus of her handiwork. So there's the base part and the surplus part, let's call it over here. It says the Mishnah, Mikdash Masa Yedei Ishto, if one consecrates his wife's handiwork. So he says, my wife's handiwork will be consecrated to the temple. And the Gemara says, she says, well then I don't want your support and I'm not going to work for you. I don't want my handiwork to go to the temple. So in this case over here, she works v'echeles and she eats, meaning that her handiwork, it goes to herself. She doesn't get maintenance from her husband and her handiwork goes to herself. She has that right to kind of reject that scenario and she'll take the money and she won't take she'll take her handiwork and she won't take the maintenance. Hamoisar, the surplus. Rabbi Meir Omer, so what happens if he consecrates the surplus? So Rabbi Meir says, Hekdesh, he says it can be consecrated. Now, over here, the surplus of a handiwork here is an interesting thing because it's not considered his at the time, only at a later point when she passes away does it become his. Doesn't like go to him immediately, the surplus. Only gets allocated to him later. So Rabbi Meir says that you can't consecrate something which is like not yours now. It's only going to be yours in the future. And therefore, says Rabbi Meir, he can't consecrate the surplus at all. That won't take effect. But Rabbi Yochanan Asand Omer, he says, no, Omer Chulin. He says the surplus that he inherits from his wife when she passes away is considered Chulin and is non-consecrated. So Rabbi Meir says it is consecrated. Sorry, let's just go back. Rabbi Meir says it is consecrated. You can consecrate something even though it's not yours now, but it's going to be yours like in the future. So it means in the future it will become yours and will become consecrated. But Rabbi Yochanan Asandla says no. In the future when it becomes the husband's because he inherited from his wife, that's chulin. It's still going to be non-consecrated. You can't do that. It doesn't work. That mechanism doesn't work.